Hello, and thanks for checking out the Icon Pass Ski Report for the weekend of January 24th, 25th, 26th, and we'll go into the 27th and kind of conclude much of January during this report here. Remember, there are 51 destinations on that Icon Pass, including the five here in New England. You've got Stratton, Sugarbush, Loon, Sunday River, and Sugarloaf. The last two are up in Maine. So the skiing's pretty good. My mom actually was skiing up at Sunday River this week, and she said to me, she said, you know, it's really good. She said it was cold. She had to keep going in, but, you know, she's over 40 years old, and the fact that she's still skiing and going down some of those diamonds is still pretty impressive. And that's the great thing about skiing, is that you can do it well into your senior years, as she does. Now, we have not had a ton of natural snow. That is the case. I mean, I can't spin that any other way, but the fact that it's been cold, and we've had some of these little surprises, you know, like Stratton had 3 inches of snow that ended this morning. And that was kind of a little bit unexpected. And that's the thing about the mountains. They're doing okay. They're not as far behind as other places because, number one, where it's rained, you know, December and the beginning of January in the lowlands, it was snow up there. It's been colder, and the snow covers pretty good. I remember when I skied Stratton a couple of weeks ago, I admitted this. I said I was really surprised because we were staying about 25 minutes south of the mountain. And by the time I got to the mountain, it was midwinter and the conditions were amazing. And that's going to be the case this weekend. In terms of temperature, Saturday's your coldest day. It's generally in the teens on that day. And then you get into the 20s on Sunday. So winter conditions, there's not going to be any melting. We're not into that time of the year where it's melting and then freezing and melting and freezing and you're starting to form ice. Best time is always in the morning, after those groomers are out there. So if you can get out early before, you know, 11:30, 12, it does start to get skied off during the afternoon. And then, you know, the groomers go back out at night and kind of move everything around. I love, you know, first tracks, getting out there early and skiing. As you head for Monday, mostly sunny, still in the 20s, same thing for Tuesday. And there may be a few more snow showers during the middle of next week. And then we'll get a little colder here as we head towards next weekend, that first weekend of February. Temperatures probably in the lower teens next weekend. So a little bout of cold air coming in. There may be some storminess starting to appear here in February. So I think February is going to become more active. It's typically a more active month. January is one of our driest months of the year. It's just that we've got that Arctic air in here, and that stuff comes in from Canada, and there's really not much up there in terms of moisture. So it's one of the reasons why we haven't had any blockbusters, but we've been able to keep the snow cover, which is great news. I hope everybody is careful out there. Don't forget your helmets. Go for a hot chocolate around 10:30 in the morning, and we'll speak with you later next weekend. I want to thank our sponsor, the Icon Pass. I'm Dave Epstein.